Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Bashir, my man, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ginger. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good. Our next guest here, man, talk about starting from the bottom and then making it big time. He's from the south side of Chicago. He was an immigrant son. He was rapping about Condoleezza Rice, it seems like, just yesterday. And now he's in the biggest movie in the world, man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, man. It's what a strange trip it's been. You know, I'm happy to be here, though.
I want to get to all the Tom Cruise stuff here because, you know, that's what everybody wants to talk about. But first, I'm really curious, you know, how's your Litecoin doing?
You know, my Litecoin is up. You know, I know crypto's been getting battered lately. Luckily for us, only a few people have Litecoin. For those of you who don't know, what a great reference. Litecoin is a fantastical cryptocurrency that we made on my show, Southside. And it's better than Bitcoin because it's lit. Litecoin.
So, can I get that on Coinbase?
I want
some of that Litecoin. Did you talk Tom into any Litecoin? Is he now an investor?
You know, all the things we talked about, filmmaking, acting, aviation, crypto didn't come up. But if I see him again, maybe I'll just bless him with some Litecoin and just be like, here you go, man. Just hold on to that. You know, you never know.
Yeah. That Southside show, man, written perfectly, and I know you were a big part of that. All you have to do is speak into your microphone and say Southside, and of course you'll see our guest Bashir Salahuddin. You'll see him on the show Southside. Was it that show or was it Sherman Showcase that caught the attention of Tom Cruise? Which show was it?
You know, it's interesting. I don't even know if, because I probably got on his radar from this outstanding casting director in Los Angeles. She does really, really good movies, like movies where you read the script and go, oh God, I want to be in this. And so she, I think, was a casting director for Top Gun. Once I got to set, however, we started talking about Chicago, and then I told Tom, I was like, oh, you know, I do a show in Chicago. And then he was like, yo, I want to check it out. And I was just like, really? All right. And I sent it to him eventually, and he loved it. He ended up watching the whole thing. He loved Southside to the point that, you know, he called me one day to tell me how much he loved it, and I happened to be in the writer room, and I was like, yo, man, let me put you on speakerphone. He was like, yeah. And so my writers on the show actually had this incredible once-in-a-lifetime experience of me saying, hey, guys, Tom Cruise wants to talk to you about how much he loves the show. And they were, like, going crazy. I feel bad. My wife's a writer on the show, and she actually didn't come that day. So I had to go home and be like, hey, you kind of missed a good one today, babe. But, you know, ultimately, they ended up meeting at the premiere, which is awesome. And you know, he was there able to tell her, which was a real delight of mine, you know, to literally sit here with Tom Cruise and my wife and be talking about my TV show again. Like, when does that happen? So, yeah, it's been just like, things that are happening are things I never would have predicted, but I'm here for it.
What a ride in the movie, even exceeding expectations. Top Gun Maverick in theaters nationwide, breaking box office records some 36 years later. Back on the big screen, our guest here, Bashir, plays Hondo, who's actually Tom Cruise's best friend, your BFFs in the movie. How does that go? Like, what kind of advice? Yeah, what kind of advice are you giving Maverick while he's up there as his best boy?
You know, I'm saying, like, hey, I mean, you can't give Maverick any advice. The guy, you know, the guy has created his own lane in aviation to some degree. Ultimately, you know, I think the best thing about that character.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Is that I get get to be the dude who's like has his back. You know, I'm the guy who's always in his corner, no matter what's happening. You know, even when the chips are down, I'm the one who's aware of like kind of what the implications are. And it's something that it was important for us to make sure that our camaraderie was authentic. And so again, we spent a lot of time, you know, when the cameras weren't rolling, just kind of chatting, hanging out, you know, connecting. And but it's interesting because I never really. You know, when you make a movie, and I'm sure people know this, you make it in parts. You make a little bit here, a little bit there. You might even take a couple weeks off while they shoot some other stuff. Maybe they'll go shoot some incredible plane stuff that I have nothing to do with. But you only make it in parts, and then it's not until you get to go just watch it that you kind of experience the fullness. And for me, I was heartened to see that relationship, the one that our two characters, you know, had, you know, be so rich on screen. And I was really like blown away by it because again, in my experience of it, it was really cool and exciting to make a movie, but I just didn't have a real sense of how it all was going to come together, you know, until I got to sit there with audiences and go on that same roller coaster ride.
And this movie really leveled up from the people that have seen it. Everyone's told me that it's great. I'm going to go see it this weekend now that I'm boys with Bashir. I mean, how could I not support my boy? But this
one now, you know, and buy yourself some extra popcorn. You know, treat yourself.
And some extra butter, you know. This movie, though, it really leveled up by throwing these actors in a real cockpit and zipping around in these F-18s. I mean, these things go 1,000 miles an hour. This is crazy. But the actors, tell me this, they weren't actually flying the planes, correct? You had professional pilots flying. They were kind of co-pilots. How did that arrangement work?
Well, first off, I mean, even first of all, you described it exactly right. Ultimately, to be to touch any kind of American military equipment, you better have some chevrons, you know, on your clothes. You got to have some kind of like, you know, rank. It's very, very serious. It's actually incredible because we were shooting on the aircraft carrier. The aircraft carrier is a floating city, and they were still doing exercises and things. They were actually still actively, you know, doing their jobs, and yet they made space for us. I got to go on the deck and watch like the most incredible thing to watch these F-18s launch off the deck, just to be up there to feel that power in real life was once in a lifetime. You know, my co-stars did all this wonderful training, and you nailed it. They're two-seaters, F-18s two-seaters. They were in the back seat, but they also had to be their own cinematographers. You know, you can't really have a camera guy up there, right? So they had to set up all their own cameras, and then on top of all that, they also had to go through a lot of training. Much of it covering, you know, what would happen in the event of something we didn't want to happen. So they had to do the swim training in case they had to, heaven forbid, bail out over water. You know, there was all this stuff where they had to learn how to take G's. When audiences see the actors taking G-forces on screen, they're really taking G-forces. They're really in the back seat of these planes with these incredible Navy pilots. Some of them are even Blue Angels. You know, we all grew up watching the Blue Angels do incredible, you know, tricks. Some of those pilots were also involved, you know, in helping us make this movie. So, you know, I salute my co-stars and say, you guys really went through it, and the audiences, they're the ones who benefit.
Well, what would they say when they would come off the plane? Did you get any reactions from the actors as to what that G-force felt like, how they explained it? Did any of them end up passing out or maybe a little squirt in their drawers?
You know, it's funny. There's all these stories about, like, who passed out, who threw up. Who did this? I'm going to keep that confident because I you know, I heard who did what.
Oh, so people did.
But I'm proud of all of them.
Yeah. Huh? So some people did pass out and get sick.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who, though. I'm saying I purposefully just was a cheerleader. I was like, you guys are all great. I don't want to know who threw up all over the clothes.
It takes some nuts to get up there and do that. Right now, our guest, Bashir Salahuddin.
Tom also. Yeah, I think Tom, to his credit, I think he had them do training that he wished he could have done before the first Top Gun, because I think he felt like he, you know, it was like, I mean, come on, nobody ever made a movie like that in 1986. And so he was kind of up there being like doing something no actor had ever done. And I think for them, he was like, let me help you guys kind of like get ahead of it the way that, you know, I had to sort of learn on my own. And I think that really helped helped the movie, but it also helped, like, even in the stuff when they're not on planes and they're talking about it. I mean, they're not aviators, but they're up there in the planes. They know what it feels like. And so everything they're saying is coming from a place of experience, you know, and I think audiences can feel that.
Did you take part in the volleyball scene in this new movie? And did you get rubbed down with any baby oil during the filming of Top Gun?
I'm always in baby oil. oil. I'm in baby oil right now, so that's number one.
Nice.
I'm never not without it. I won't even say, since you haven't seen it yet, I can't even tell you what the new scene is. But
okay.
The new scene is great.
Right.
And
it was nice
to see it. It's a new crowd pleaser. And yes, the coconut oil and baby oil were there for everybody.
All right, ladies. Now, if you haven't seen it, you must. Our guest, Bashir Salahuddin, of course, starring in the new movie Top Gun Maverick. It's in theaters nationwide. They're trying to break records to get to 600 million. So help my man out and go see the film this weekend.
This movie, guys. Take the family. You have not had a movie going experience like this in a long time. Sometimes because it was mandatory, but ultimately, you know, again, I think that summer feeling, that summer blockbuster feeling that really only we know how to do, you know, better than anybody is something that this movie has, and you're not going to want to miss.
I know that you're a Chicago guy. I just want to run through a few things, some associated to Chicago, some not, but just quick rapid fire questions like a this or that kind of thing. Michael Jordan or Walter Payton?
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Jordan, that's a tough one though, because I love sweetness, but Jordan.
Deep dish or thin crust when it comes to Chicago pizza?
Oh, come on now, deep dish all day.
All right, how about Common, Kanye, or Chance? Who's your guy?
Oh, that is good. Well, I'm gonna go with Chance because we're cool, and he's been on my show Southside, and he has been a generous and hilarious performer, and a really nice guy. And so even though I love those other guys, and I actually, you know, it's funny, I work with Common, too, on my show, Sherman Showcase. But I'm going to give Chance a nod because we worked together just recently.
And now this is less a Chicago thing, but I know you love your R&B music. What about Jodeci or Shy?
Oh, man. And I just sang Shy, too, but I'm going to go with Jodeci.
Wow. I see. I was thinking you were going to go with Shy.
Shy is great. Jodeci was a moment. Jodeci had every dude like wearing incredibly large, we call them shorts, but they were kind of the size of pants, and giant, you know, big old Doc Martin combat boots and like vests with no t-shirt underneath, and then like, you know, a chain, and then maybe like a weird stocking cap that was also like the sock. You know, it was just all this weird style, and then the music is still good today. So we got to go with Casey and JoJo. Devontae and Dalvin.
Yeah, I think I was hooking up with my first girl to some Fiendin' by Jodeci. That was my joint. And then.
Oh, you went back on that one. Yeah. that's a slow dance song right there.
And finally, Jackie Robinson or Muhammad Ali for you, Bashir?
Oh, my God. Why are these questions so hard? I love both of those guys. I'm going to go Muhammad Ali because I named my son after him. I love that guy.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on your success. I'm going to continue to zip through Southside and Sherman Showcase on the internet there on my On Demand. And I'm going to see the movie this weekend, man. Congrats, Bashir, and thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thanks for having me.